Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-806-3752. That's 800-806-3752.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-806-3752. That's 800-806-3752.
You know, kids watch an average of more than 40 hours of TV a week, and we wonder why oftentimes several are kind of numb from the neck down and many become dumb from the neck up as a result. Well, most parents, of course, are trying their best, but let us here at Into Tomorrow help you, and don't be shy. Join us anytime with any questions you may have about consumer technology. I'm Dave Graveline, delighted to have you with us, even more delighted when you participate on the program. And it's very easy to do anytime, 24 hours a day, at your convenience. You can either call the toll-free 800 number that I'm about to give you that's good from anywhere in North America, or you can Skype into it from anywhere in the world if you'd like. We want to hear from you. 1-800-899-INTO. 800-899-4686. Or even better, use the audio option on the free Into Tomorrow app, which I'm sure you already have, because did I mention it's free? You can also stream the show 24/7 on the app. We've got tech news, amazingly enough, for you. We've got all sorts of things, but just as importantly, it says, ask Dave anytime, and you can select the audio option, record a question, a comment, help for another listener, share some tech rage if you'd like, whatever the case. And then hit the button, comes right to the studio, and then we get you on the next show. So we'd love to hear from you. And then, of course, we send prizes out for you participating. Many of our guests, sponsors, other friends of the show are always providing us with goodies to share with you. Just stay tuned. We tell you every week what we've got currently to give away. And we do just that when we hear you on the air. It's that easy. Our next guest joins us from an optical trade organization that's dedicated to educating the public about eye health and eyewear. They've got some interesting things to share, especially from a consumer and even technology standpoint, thus having them on the show. Can you figure? 22 years we've been covering tech, and this is certainly part of it. Optometrist and medical advisor from the Vision Council is Dr. Justin Bazan. Did I say your last name right, doctor?
Dave, you nailed it.
Ah, very good.
Indeed.
Well, welcome Into Tomorrow. Glad to have you with us. How are you?
Doing fantastic. It's absolutely a pleasure to be on the show, and thank you for having me as a guest.
It's our pleasure as well. You talk about some interesting things involving the short and long-term consequences of blue light exposure. Now, first of all, what is blue light, and how are we exposed? And then let's get into the consequences.
Absolutely. So blue light is a part of the visible light spectrum. So blue light is just part of our everyday vision. It's actually the color blue. Hmm. When you look up in the sky, you in fact see the biggest source of blue light, which is the blue sky. However, this blue light is not just in the sky. It's also coming out of our digital devices and our LED lights.
Hmm.
So blue light has always been a part of our environment, but now it's been a major part added to our environments because, let's be honest, Dave, our environment basically is in front of a digital device most of the day.
Boy, you're right about that. I don't think anybody can deny it, whether it's your desktop, your laptop, your tablet, your phone, all of the above, some of the above. We're stuck there.
Absolutely. And more, more so.
As a result, you guys at the Vision Council are talking about digital eye strain, and I think we can all relate to that. I mean, I know, you know, we hear things like, oh, but don't be looking at your phone when you're trying to go to sleep. Well, duh, but I think we all do it. It's like, okay, the last check of the day, you know, and then I'm plugging the phone in, it goes on the nightstand, and probably will be picked up again. But there's all these things that we keep hearing about that have got to be perhaps not so good for our eyes, let alone the ability to let our brain relax so we can doze off. But digital eye strain itself is something you guys, understandably and rightly so, very concerned about.
Yeah, so if we want to define digital eye strain is the symptoms that we feel with this prolonged digital device use. So most commonly after several hours, and you can think of how this even applies to yourself, our eyes are not feeling great. You know, oftentimes we do feel eye strain. Our eyes are feeling dry. We might even get a headache. Sometimes it's our neck is sore and tired as well. And then our vision can even be blurred. So digital eye strain incorporates all those symptoms that we just mentioned that result directly from using our digital devices for hours and hours and hours throughout the day.
And then to get back to the blue light, is this something that affects us adversely as a result and contributes to this digital eye strain?
Yeah, in the short term, blue light is actually a wavelength of light that makes it a little bit harder for our eyes to focus. So it can lead to more eye strain and fatigue. Mm-hmm. And in the long term, we're starting to see that certain wavelengths of blue light are associated with an increased risk of retinal diseases such as macular degeneration. So this blue light is basically concentrated. When light comes into our eyes, it's focused by the lens to an area on the eye called the macula. That is what provides us with our sharp, central, and color vision. So if we're concentrating this blue light to that little pinpoint area on our retina, over time, we see a cumulative damage take place there. And blue light is a risk factor of that damage.
Hmm. So earlier we were saying, you know, blue light is, of course, everywhere. I mean, look up at the sky and a beautiful blue sky. I'm assuming that blue light is also good for us to some degree, but I guess too much of anything is not good.
Well, so there's you have to make the certain discernation of what types of blue light are coming into the eye. Hmm. And right now, research has shown that certain wavelengths of blue light do cause more damage. And other types of wavelengths are beneficial for helping to regulate our mood and our sleep patterns.
Ah.
So what we're being more in tune with now is how we prevent those bad or potentially harmful wavelengths from getting into our eyes. You know, most commonly when we're outside, we're wearing sunglasses to help us see. But now we're also realizing that it's also blocking UV light and blue light. So UV has already been kind of known and established as a risk factor for eye diseases such as cataract. Mm-hmm. However, now we're also associating macular degeneration with blue light as a big risk factor. And we want to protect our eyes not only when we're outside, but we're also inside in front of these digital devices.
Well, so Doc, you have me thinking about something else, too, as it relates to blue light, because I travel way too much. I'm about to embark on more world travel over the next 3 weeks, and I'm reminded that most of the airplanes I'm traveling in lately have this blue light happening when we're boarding and so forth. And I'm assuming then that's the good spectrum, or are they trying to hypnotize us? So as we're dragged out of our seat, we don't realize it or something.
Yeah. Well, I'm not so sure about what spectrum that blue light is, but I can tell you that our digital devices are emitting blue light at spectrums that we need to be cautious of, and it would be beneficial to start wearing protection from. And as the spokesperson for the Vision Council, we're on a mission to raise that awareness and provide solutions for people and patients to help protect their eyes from this blue light.
And that's critically important. But now when you talk about protection, is that something like, can we put on a pair of sunglasses and will that help? And of course, then we have to increase the brightness of the screen because the sunglasses are blocking my ability to see the screen properly, or just stay away as much as we can.
I think limiting screen time is definitely going to come into play. Mm. And I think that if you did want to be that guy wearing their sunglasses indoors or at night, you certainly could. However, the reality is most of us aren't going to wear sunglasses when we're doing our computer work. So we want to be able to have lenses that are specifically designed for digital device use that have several key features, one of them being a blue light filter. So if we can go through and talk a little bit about the what makes these digital device lenses different from normal lenses, I think you'd get a better understanding of how they can actually help.
Sure. Yes. Yes, please. Because we need to then be on the lookout for these kind of lenses, which I'm assuming are becoming available.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
So right now I'm currently at home in my apartment and I have my pair of glasses on. Now, even though that I'm wearing a pair of glasses that I will wear throughout the whole day, they do have features that help me for my digital device use. One of the biggest features that they have for digital device use is they have a blue light filter built in. So they look like a pair of normal glasses that you see on, you know, somebody's head, and you would think they're a normal pair of glasses. However, they have lens technology of a blue light filter. So this is helping filter out harmful blue light from my digital devices. So that's the key filter, and that's the key feature that helps with blue light. However, that's not the only feature of my glasses. My glasses also have anti-reflective coating, which helps eliminate glare on the lenses. That source of glare on the lenses can be a distraction for my focusing, which could lead to eye strain. So by eliminating glare or having non-glare lenses, my eyes should be more comfortable while I'm working on these digital devices. My pair of lenses also has the right prescription to keep my eyes relaxed while I'm looking at the computer. So your everyday pair of glasses may help you see great far away, but it may not be the ideal prescription for your eyes to stay relaxed at the computer.
Gotcha.
So my glasses have the right power, change in power, that allows my eyes to focus clearly and comfortably while I'm working on my computer and my digital devices.
Doctor, let me interrupt for just a second and ask if you'll hold on. We're going to pay a couple of bills and come right back. There's so much more we've got to talk about. We're discussing eye care and the importance of things like digital eye strain and how to deal with it with Dr. Justin Bazan, optometrist and medical advisor for thevisioncouncil.org. Back in a minute.